Welcome back to Third Act Saviors, a podcast where we watch a bad movie and fix it by only changing the third act. I'm Michael Fromm.
I'm Biblical Jacob.
And I'm Jewish Daniel.
The tribe of Daniel.
It's yep. Wild how three white dudes at a table all have Christian biblical names.
Oh, yeah.
And my middle name's Michael.
Whoa. My middle name's Aaron. Is that in the Bible?
Aaron? Probably.
Yeah, it was Aaron in the Lion's Den.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
What's your middle name?
Robert.
That, yep.
You know, Good King Bob.
Good King Bob Blumstout. Speaking of the Bible, we watched a very thrilligious movie today.
The Son of Sam.
that serial killer movie about the Son of Sam.
I mean, kind of.
He killed a lot of guys.
He killed a lot of people.
1,000 of you, the dog told me to do it or something.
Yeah.
Also God.
I ate honey out of a lion.
A donkey told me to kill everyone.
Some dude couldn't answer my riddle, so I had to kill everyone.
I set a lot of foxes on fire.
I took everyone's shirts by force.
We watched Samson.
Ba 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 ba.
Like from the Bible.
Yeah, in the Samsung Galaxy S9. It's doors now.
The hairiest boy in the Bible, Samson himself.
This is a movie from 2018 starring Rutger Hauer, Billy Zane, and no one.
And a main character who we couldn't determine the identity of.
TBD.
Oh, who's that guy?
Taylor Thompson?
I'll look him up.
What's the name of Jacob in Twilight? He's another Taylor.
That's Taylor Lautner.
Okay.
Yes. So, Samson, played by Taylor James.
Taylor James.
Okay. Too many Taylors.
Yeah. You may know him from as Atlantean military guy from Justice League.
The best part of that movie.
Or gym assistant in Blitz, starring Jason Statham.
That's where I know him from.
Christmas Eve, he plays Nick.
Crowd favorite, Nick.
From Christmas Eve.
Yes.
If you're a Red Dwarf fan, he was from the 2012, some episode in 2012, as big simulant.
Sure.
A black hole that's also a frying pan or something.
Yeah, that's right. Roasted Red Dwarf.
Yeah, eat it. Eat it. I'm tired of you taking over all of culture.
Now, we all kind of grew up religious, right? Was that a thing?
Oh, I was a Catholic boy.
I went to church until I was like 10, and then I didn't anymore.
I went to some summer Bible camps when I would stay with my grandma.
I had summer Bible camp too.
Episcopalian?
No, like born again Southern Baptist kind of thing. No,
probably more. I probably had more come with.
Did you guys collect Jesus Pogs? I had Jesus Pogs.
No, I just learned all the songs that now show up and stuff. Short, hallelujah.
Mine is I got the joy down in my heart.
These are too fun. This is too fun for Catholic Church.
Peace be with you.
Yeah. It's different now. So here's
how, like a high, mega high neo.
No, so every year, the Catholic Church releases its rule clarifications and errata.
Are we in Vatican Super now, or is this Vatican II Chi?
It's Vatican II Chi, Tenkaichi 2.
Altar boys get +2 to carrying candles.
Oh, they could use that buff.
I've got a multi-glass now.
No, but they slightly changed the words to everything, so it's like, the peace be with you, and his spirit with you.
They call him John now.
They changed the Nicene Creed so that God, it's not all things seen and unseen. And like, God made everything seen and unseen. And it's God made everything invisible and invisible.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Visible and invisible?
They're accounting for the things that are currently behind your head.
He wears everything, both nude and not nude.
He made all things, both in this room that you're looking at right now and everything else.
He's got it all covered. Thank God he covers all his bases.
What about the things I can't physically see with my human eyeball?
What, like a really small bug?
Or like an atom.
Satan's got that one covered.
God made Adam. He also made Eve.
But not Steve.
Yeah, definitely not Steve.
I mean, he
get
made
out
Steve.
Of here, Steve.
He made Steve, but he's not invited.
Yeah. I mean, every friend group's got to have, like, the lightning rod that everyone complains about. That's why God made Steve.
Sure. We call him Lightning Steve.
Lightning Steve McQueen.
Lightning Rodney and Lightning Steve.
You know what I think, guys?
What do you think?
Game of Thrones is just overrated. Classic Steve.
Lightning Steve. God. Just don't watch it and shut up, Steve.
Hit him with a jawbone, guys. Yeah.
So who's gonna synopsize this bad boy?
I do want to point out this is the second biblical movie we've watched.
Yeah,
they're winners. I don't know what to say. They're awesome. Yeah,
Noah was better.
Yeah,
but this still rules.
This Noah was made for like a normal amount of money, and this one was made for like $20.
Yeah.
and a box full of bologna sandwiches
and a Billy Zane.
Yeah. And one Billy Zane.
This is Noah's younger brother, who's a lot of fun but doesn't quite have it together yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, he's fun for the first four beers at the party. I'm like, whoa, get this guy out of here. Too much.
Call him an Uber. Take his keys.
Yeah.
He's taking this too seriously. Noah is like, knows how to party.
He's like, yeah, man, whatever. Live long and prosper.
Duplicate. Why not?
What if it was God, but also a Lord of the Rings movie?
Hey, he wants a berry.
Grandpa loves him.
Grandpa picked a lot of berries for me to share.
So in this movie is the Anthony Hopkins Rutger Hauer.
Yep.
Is that the level we're working at?
Yeah.
You know, if Rutger Hauer showed up in Westworld, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
Rutger Hauer can show up in just about anything and I'd be okay
with
it.
All right.
What happens in this? There's a lot covered in this movie.
All right. This movie is a scene or a collection of scenes. It is fast paced. We're flipping around all over the place.
It really is.
It's very much like Spartacus, but you take that soap opera knob and turn it all the way up, and you take the boobs knob and turn it all the way down.
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody gets their head chopped off and then boobs fly out.
Everyone in this movie looks like they are from a somehow Facebook famous, like, Christian lifestyle account where it's like them and their four kids doing arts and crafts, but also being a cool mom and cool dad.
I like that this movie kind of splits the difference between being like very religious, but also trying to be an action movie.
And yeah. Super violent.
Look,
and
everyone came here for the jawbone scene. That's why I bought a ticket.
And it was great.
Yeah.
That ruled.
Yeah, that
totally
ruled.
They love Bluetooth technology.
They do. Boom. Boom.
You've had 2 hours to come up with it, and it nailed it. Bullseye.
To be fair, Daniel, I've been making Bluetooth jawbone jokes since that scene.
My uncle killed a bunch of guys with a pill by Beats by Dre, and no one put him in a religious text.
My grandpa killed all those dudes with his cell phone holster.
My uncle killed all those guys with AirPods.
My grandfather killed everyone with very awkward text messages.
Bad rap.
All right. We open on ancient Israel. Oh, we get our traditional text on the screen that says 400 years ago, God delivered us into the promised land, but we forgot about God and now things suck and shit.
Oh, don't forget about God.
Yeah.
Yeah. We forgot about him. So now the Philistines could just walk in and take all of our shit.
So we get the text on screen. It says 400 years ago. I don't know why it said 400 years ago, but present day is 1170 BC in ancient Israel. We cut to the Church of Dagon. Now, if you're not familiar with Dagon, he's a guy that looks like he's making a swishing motion with his hand, like he just threw a piece of paper into the office trash can.
He's walking like an Egyptian, except like parallel to his body instead of perpendicular.
But you don't see the lower hand.
He's not doing with the lower hand, too?
If you play Dota...
Well, maybe. I don't know.
If you play Dota, he controls a powerful book that zaps someone for many damage points.
Yeah, baby. And that's why Lion is so good with the character.
That's right.
Lion's also a Dota character and a character in this movie.
He's very sweet.
And partakes in a hilarious riddle. We'll get to it later.
Hold on, folks. We'll get there.
All right. So we see the Church of Dagon. Some guy's giving a big speech about how great not God, but Dagon is. And people are giving offerings to Dagon himself. These offerings are delicious vegetables.
Hebrews walk like this, but Dagon walks like this.
It's funny because that's how I walk.
Dagon.
Or tep. So these we see there's the Dagon goodies room, which mm-hmm. is a subterranean room with a square hole in the top of it.
Yeah, you know.
It goes up to street level, and two youths have lowered a rope down it, and they're stealing the vegetables out of there while exchanging riddles.
Now, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Daniel, as an engineer, mm-hmm. If you were to design a room to store food,
yeah.
would you design it to have a square hole on top of it?
No, it'd be circular.
A circular hole. Okay.
You don't want those stress risers on the corner. you want it circular. And also a square covering. You can rotate it 45 degrees. It'll fall right down there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to go find a representative of the Church of Dagon, have them let you in there
sure.
and retrieve your manhole covering. And people could do that as a prank. So that's why you want the circular one.
Do you think this was on a hill? How do they end up underground?
Basement living.
Yeah. Basement church.
It's just on a hill.
Like, you know,
like the front is cut into the hill. So like the door's on street level. Okay. But as you enter, like the backside is like a basement area.
Daylight basement.
Because I'll say we got a few like helicopter or drone shots. It's very flat in that city.
But if you look, like right beyond there, there's a delightful breakfast nook.
Yeah. Also, you see this church later on. It is no part of it is underground.
Not a one.
All right. So they blew it.
They just fucked it
up. The movie blew it. Or maybe there's two churches of Dagon.
Sure. Hey,
their goal is to spread it all over the world.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
So everyone's like, yay, Dagon. These guys, two guys, Samson and his brother. Kyle.
Let's say Kyle.
They told us his name, but I think Kyle's what we're going with.
Yeah, Kyle, the blonde-haired boy. They're stealing vegetables, and Samson is pulling Kyle back up. He's got all the goods. And that's when guards spot them. Well, oh, no!
They're doing, like, a fun, like... Well, we're stealing from our slaveholders, like tongue in cheek, like as if they were Tom Cruise and Steve Zahn from The Mummy.
They are
Caleb.
Oh, Caleb.
Kyle.
Okay. Kyle. We're going with Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle's just fine.
They are 100% doing these hobbits have found them some fireworks.
Yeah. We're going to eat all this green.
Yeah. So they're making their way out and some guards see them. The guards go, it's Samson the strong man. Oh my. But they still pull their swords out and Samson tosses a card at them. And it blows up when it hits them.
Hell yeah.
And they manage to escape. They just walk out the guards or out the front door of the city. And I guess their wanted rating went back down to one.
Yeah, they spray painted their card or whatever. Yeah.
And they were fine. Oh, on the way out, Kyle gets dressed up as a girl to evade the guards.
Oh, my.
Samson walks up and is like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, I had to do it. And Samson's like, gay.
Caleb's like, maybe next year.
You can really tell the difference between the two, because Samson just wants to bone two ladies. And it's very much the beginning of Aladdin.
Oh, yeah. He's flirting with local street cart ladies.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, they escape. They go back to their home. The Tribe of Dan.
How did you feel about this, Daniel?
Wait, what? They were called the Tribe of Dan?
They were called the Tribe of Dan.
Okay.
Well, you know what? First of all, my Tribe of Dans is allowed to shave.
And we have an equal combination of heavies, lights, and medium armors.
Yeah, hell yeah. I got jetpacks and disc guns.
Now, in my mind, the real Tribe of Dan really enjoys a craft beer.
What? Dans in particular?
Dans. The Tribe of Dan. Mm.
Yeah,
I know about a Tribe of Dans?
I'm a Daniel. So
sure.
I like a craft beer, but I ain't picky.
Polo shirts.
When I think about the Tribe of Dans, it's a polo shirt.
I specifically had to get rid of all my polo shirts.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't have any anymore.
How do you feel about getting
rid of them? I don't know. I feel like they get some undue hate, but you know what? It sends a message.
Is it undue?
Well, nowadays, no, it is not. But, you know, I made that decision before Tiki Torch days.
Before that Tribe of Dans.
Yeah.
When I think about the Tribe of Dan, I picture a bunch of people having a really hard time adjusting to driving minivans.
Mm, the Tribe of Vans.
No, the Tribe of Dans.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, I never wanted to do this, but it really has the carrying capacity I need with appropriate gas mileage.
What, now I got like 40 fucking kids.
Yeah.
I gotta cart them all to their soccer team.
A whole
team.
Tribe of Dans.
Yeah, their soccer team that they alone comprise.
Dan Juniors.
Dan, are you ready?
Yes, Folda.
Dan?
Yes. We're all here, Dan.
All right, Dan's getting the Dan van.
It's a mini Dan.
All right, so we're back at home in the Tribe of Dan, and who is there? A Prince Rala.
Who am I?
A very sniveling, effeminate prince who's there to collect the wheat tax.
Wheat tax, everybody. Give me your wheat. Wheat them up.
We're the Internal Revenue Service, and we want some wheat.
Everyone stack up your individual strands of wheat, as that is the way we transport wheat in ancient times.
Yeah, everyone hands them, like, a bundle of wheat that would fit in your wheat. Hand.
Yeah. Now, I know I am not a farmer, nor a wheat smith, but I believe the valuable part of wheat is at the top, and the long bottom part of it, not as valuable.
Oh, it's just so good to grasp.
To chew on.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to put in your mouth when you look out at a sunset?
Yeah.
Through your hat, also made of wheat.
So it's tax day, and everyone's like, please, sir, don't take our wheat.
And Prince Rala says, okay.
Yeah, so in particular, one old guy is like, oh, Prince Rala, please have mercy on us. Don't take our wheat today. We don't want you to.
Please, have mercy on us.
I have heard this man's cry, and I, Prince Rala, declare... He shall hunger no more.
Oh, yay! Thank you, Prince Rala.
Yeah! Oh, and he gets stabbed by a guard. Prince Rala's a dick.
Oh, no. Samson's like, oh, I'd do something about this later.
Yeah.
If I were in this scene.
Any day now.
We cut back to Prince Rala's home, where he's talking with Daddy, a.k.a. King Billy Zane.
Remember when I had a career? Well, not anymore.
Billy Zane says, you're a bad son and I hate your guts.
Yep.
Be smarter.
Yeah. Yep. Stop being such a dick. Be kind of a dick.
And now, Samson is just walking around.
Moses?
Samson's David? Walking down a road, just minding his own business, and someone's like, hey, Samson! He's like, yeah? He's like, there's a really strong guy over here kicking ass! So Samson runs around the corner, and there's a man from Egypt that's beating up everybody. It's like a big fighting ring.
I'm from Egypt, and I say the God of the Jews isn't as good as other gods. Pow!
And he punches Samson a bunch of times because Samson can't turn down a fight. He has to prove that he's the most powerful Super Saiyan of them all.
And he does.
Yeah.
He powers up, knocks him down.
Yeah, well, so the guy punches him a bunch of times and says, like, your god sucks. God sucks.
Fuck you.
Your god is just a Pop-Tart, while my god is a toaster strudel with the icing I can squirt on top. Your god goes in your locker every morning.
That causes Samson to see the code, go SSJ 3, totally freak out. He eats a spinach. He beats this guy up and then picks up a giant rock and is about to crush him to death.
I love that. But then he doesn't.
And then another effeminate, sniveling rich guy is like, oh, but Samson, if you don't crush this man, I'll give you this bag of silver. Samson obliges him and notices his hot daughter.
Oh, baby. With all this silver, I could get some babes.
What's the daughter's name?
Taryn.
Taryn. He meets Taryn and is instantly smitten. We cut to the trail where we see Hot Daughter and her dad.
And Strongman.
And Strongman, who I guess they actually...
They employ to beat up people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or own to beat up people. Could be either.
It's a sort of a bum fight situation with the strong guy.
Yeah, and Prince Rala and King Billy Zane... Or no, Prince Rala is like, well, don't you guys owe debts or something? Well, now you're my slaves. And then they kill the Strongman.
Yeah, that was weird. It's like, I'm waylaying you. I'm the prince.
I think what happened is the prince hired them to beat up Samson, and so the silver he won was actually the prince's silver. And so then the prince was like, you, since you have failed, are now my slaves.
Okay.
Gotcha. Give me 40 tunics worth of silver or whatever.
Yeah.
That's pretty much your money. Tunics.
We cut to the palace. Prince Rala and King Billy Zane are like, oh man, Samson's god must be really strong because he's really strong. Mm-hmm. And I sure do hate that guy.
Yeah.
And King Billy Zane is like, how about you leave this guy alone? And Prince Rala's like, no thanks. We cut to...
He slighted me by existing. I've never met him, but he sucks.
We see Taryn walking around with a fistful of hay. She goes down into the hay basement and pets it lovingly before it's revealed that Samson has followed her down there.
This is cool in these times.
So she's a slave now and is sad, and Samson's like, but you're hot and cool. Let's hang out.
Yeah, let's get married.
They both listen to the same music. They both like 21 Pilots.
Yep, but they're from different tribes. One's Diamond Sword and the other's Blood Eagle.
I don't understand the reference.
This is
I get it.
Semi-obscure 90s video game reference called Tribes.
I'm familiar with Tribes, or Tribes 2.
Or Tribes Ascend.
I didn't play, the PC video games in high school.
Well, there is a PlayStation 2 version.
Star Siege.
Yeah.
No. I only played JRPGs back in those days.
Gunblades.
Exactly.
There you go.
You got to get me with them Tales of Symphonia gems.
Yeah, there you go.
Then I'll get you.
We cut to Samson's village, where everyone's complaining about how God's taking too long to like free them or whatever.
I guess this wheat's terrible and such small portions.
So they're not enslaved. They have their own land, but they do not like being taxed. They don't like paying the wheat tax.
They're like a vassal state or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And they're being abused by the wheat tax.
I guess they're an ethno-state. It's a little hard to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them die every time there's a wheat tax.
Sure.
Just by complaining. Just hand over the wheat.
No. I mean, they're starving, we assume.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's never said in this movie. It truly is assumed.
Seems like they have plenty of wheat.
No, that old man at the beginning. The wheat tax is too much. We are starving while our wheat molds in your grain stores.
I mean, he's an old man. He's must be doing okay. I don't know.
It's true.
Starving the old people today.
Also, everyone who's not Samson and his gang of super hip haircut guys is either 75 or 7.
Yeah. Well, and Samson seems like he's eating well.
Oh, yeah. Right?
A lot of lion honey in that guy's diet.
Well, he's just taking a bite out of whatever he finds in nature, obviously. Let's hope that was honey. We'll let you know about that.
We'll get there.
Yeah. We forgot to say Samson has a merry band of bros. Some fresh face boys. this comes up later.
He's got his brother who's got like a blonde, but also I'm in the Strokes kind of haircut.
Yeah.
And then he's got a bro who's definitely got the old Justin Bieber, but like old Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And then he's got another bro who's like, he's a One Direction fella.
Yeah.
So like in our podcast, I'm kind of like the Samson and Mike's kind of like the Caleb and you're kind of like that third One Direction.
I'm the
bro.
Third and fourth guys that do nothing and then betray the main character. Yeah, that's me. Yeah fuck you guys. I'd sell you out.
Silver pieces, please. I mean, that silver would be worth a lot.
Yeah, I'd get jealous of your beards and fuck you over. Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, Samson and Taryn. Samson and Jim Raynor the Taryn go on a date on the beach.
Like Torin without the U.
Okay, two Blizzard properties.
Anywhere you look, it's Warcraft.
So they go on a date on the beach and she's like, Samson, do you believe that we have free will?
No.
He's like, I think that what will happen is going to happen. She's like, how can you say that? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, Kirby.
Yeah. They get in a dumb fight about nothing.
Hi-ya!
It's, everyone's taking philosophy 101 and getting mad at each other for nothing over here.
Yeah. They had to fill out like 10 more minutes and the screenwriter's like, I'll think of something.
Yeah. So they're like, we're from different tribes, but we've been enslaved by the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. They've been enslaved by the
Philistines. I think she's a Philistine, too.
She is
she's an enslaved one.
Okay. Yeah.
And
he's a Hebrew.
Hebrew. Okay.
A tribe of Dan
Hebrews. Hebrew. I thought there was another group, but whatever.
There might be, but okay. I mean, there's an Egyptian guy, right?
Yeah. I think that scene was just to be like some basic philosophy. And also like, how does enslaving work nowadays?
Right.
Or then a days. So, we cut to Prince Rala fucking around at home, picking the lint out of his belly button, and Delilah, a new character, shows up, and they...
She has no significance in the story, though.
No.
Wink, wink, wink,
no.
Wink, 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 wink.
Doesn't come up again.
Samson and Delilah never heard of it.
Oh, it's what you do to me.
It's what you do to me.
Well, Prince Rala is wearing his best plain white tee. Well, he is a dick to Delilah. I can't remember what he says. He's just like, fuck you.
Yeah, we have a relationship. I was not clear on that.
He says, like, I want to kill my dad because he's mean to me. And then she's like, you're not going to kill your dad. And then he's like, I'm going to abuse you. And then she's like, cool beans, brah.
But yeah. Is she his slave?
Pal?
Concubine?
She
sister?
Is his wife.
Wife?
Like, betrothed. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow, Samson, what a player.
Mm. Mr. Stelia girl.
He's a real Chad.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Prince Rala is mean to Delilah. Mm-hmm. We cut to Samson explaining to his Meemaw and his Peepaw, like, hey.
By the way, Peepaw, Rutger Hauer.
Yeah. Meemaw, I don't know.
Mauer.
Hudger Rauer.
He's like, I found a girl to marry. And they're like, someone from a different tribe. That's the end of the scene.
Say what?
So Samson decides to go for a walk.
He sure does.
He walks out into a clearing in the woods and goes like, ah, oh, God, I'm the chosen one, but what do I do? And God is like, Samson, I'm not explaining shit, but I'm going to have a lion attack you.
And he does.
Yeah, a lion attacks him. Samson snaps this thing's neck immediately.
He's like, ah, smash.
Yeah. It was very traumatizing.
It all happens off screen, but also on screen.
You see, like, a lot of fur in the side of Samson. Like,
yeah, you see the lion's, like, top of his head, and then a cracking noise happens from below frame.
You can see all of its Gucci mane.
It reminds me a lot of 24 when that bobcat attacked Jack Bauer's daughter. There's a lot of scenes of the bobcat and scenes of her separately, and then the implication that they're near each other.
Yeah, there's lots of growling and shit leading up to this. We watch with subtitles on, lots of brackets, animal noises.
That's right.
So the lion attacks him, Samson snaps its neck, and then is like, oh, you know what, God?
Got you, boo.
I got you, baby. I should never have doubted you. Samson's back, baby!
Message received, God, I get you.
Do what I say or get eaten by a lion.
Couldn't be more clear.
Cut to the palace, the red castle from Game of Thrones or whatever, mm-hmm. where all the royals hang out. Delilah is hanging out with Samson's girlfriend for some reason. I guess.
Samson's girlfriend is now a slave who is forced to sometimes braid Delilah's hair.
Okay, there you go.
Typical slave job.
And she's like...
Like one of the serving girls from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
like an Arya Stark of sorts.
Yeah,
like that one who gets locked in with the vault in the dragon.
Oh yeah,
line.
That's very scary.
I mean, they're all abused and then die.
Yeah,
so. Pick anyone, Rose, any of them.
Game of Thrones.
Well, anyways, Delilah is getting her hair braided and is just being wretched to Taryn, Jim Raynor. She's being very mean, and she's like, who would marry you? Who would marry a slave? Can you even do that? Blah, 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 blah. And you're like, well, I'm going to get married to Samson. And Delilah's like, Samson, ooh, details. Tell me all about
these
wedding plans.
Girlfriend.
Samson, you bet.
Show me that ring.
Does this actually pay off? Because it didn't seem like it. Seemed like it would, and then I wasn't sure if it did.
I think it kind of did.
Yeah. Then she goes and is like, my husband, Samson's marrying the serving girl.
Throw them a party.
Throw them a wedding that you can do like a riddle thing at or something.
Yeah.
Throw them a riddle party.
That you can DJ. Fuck it up. All right, so we cut back to Samson going on another walk.
He's like, I wonder if there's a second lion.
Yeah, this must be weeks later, because he comes across that lion corpse again in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Except it's mostly bones now.
Yeah. Like you do in the woods.
And there's bees coming out of it. Oh, what's this? And there's honey in the lion. And Samson's like, ooh, honey.
A little sweet treat for Samson.
Yeah.
I like that there's like a 15-minute section of this movie that made absolutely no sense. And we had to go look up what the fuck is going on with these scenes.
Yeah. It's just Bible story. You got to get the notable shit in there.
You gotta kill a lion. You gotta wait for it to decompose. You gotta eat the honey that comes out of it because it's a sweet treat that only good boys eat.
Yeah.
And then you gotta go to a wedding and try to embarrass a dickbag by making a riddle about a thing only you have experienced.
Yeah. This is the part where like a bunch of scenes flash on Nick Fury's screen and you're like, oh, I bet those names were all characters.
Yeah. This is for Bible maniacs out there. Yeah. Real diehards.
The real Bible heads.
Yeah.
Did you see, though, when he ate the honey? That means Moses is going to be in the next one.
Yeah.
Did you see in the background that old man? That was God. He was the one who was reading the newspaper.
Did you guys catch, did you see that St. Peter cameo when he was the DJ at a strip club?
Excelsior! Yeah. Hey, webheads!
Same Jesus time, same Jesus hour.
But the best part is when he passed that tablet with the Ten Commandments on it. Oh, I didn't even notice!
I think there's an infinity apple in that thing.
Hey, like, subscribe, and follow on our YouTube channel if you want to hear more secrets of Samson.
So, Samson chows down on some honey. Mm-mm.
Yum, yum.
Next scene. We're at the wedding ceremony now. The wedding ceremony looks like a bunch of people hanging out in an open-air bar.
So, kind of like a wedding now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Not what I would have imagined previously, but apparently, audience, these old-timey Israel weddings were... There is very specific protocol and like a game time clock, and if it runs out, then your wedding is toast. And yeah. Someone else gets to marry the bride. So keep that in mind.
I think that still applies.
Nah, you can show up late to your own wedding.
I think this is Dagon rules, guys.
Oh,
this is Dagon rules.
Okay.
Level 3 Dagon.
Okay, we got a few house Dagon rules.
Judge, can I get a Dagon ruling?
3 is for Dagon. As all good things are, as he is mighty and strong.
And of course, 6 is for dicks.
So everyone's hanging out, drinking some wine. Samson's not, though, because, you know, it's one of those weddings where, like, I guess we'll get booze for everyone else that's here, even though we don't drink. It's kind of weird for everyone.
It's fine if you want to drink, yeah. But I don't drink.
Later we learn, they don't explain it to us early in the plot. It's not like Spider-Man or like Superman where we're like, he's got superpowers, but no kryptonite. Uh-huh. They don't tell us that in the get-go. But Samson's got 3 things.
Yeah.
3 rules for dating my Samson.
3 rules that Samson's can't do.
Yes.
Drink that sweet, sweet fermented grape juice.
Uh-huh.
Can't do that.
Nuh-uh.
You can't touch a corpse.
No.
There ain't no rule about killing.
Lying corpses?
He didn't touch it. He just grabbed that sweet honey.
Okay.
You guys had to, like, operation it.
Well, yeah, so he needs to fight people near cliffs and throw them off. So he only touches them when they're alive. Yeah.
Or you just punch them and then they die on the ground.
That's why you got the length of a jawbone between you and their body.
Oh, smart. Very smart.
So he can't touch a corpse.
Yeah.
Let's say human corpse, because they probably eat meat.
Yeah. Probably.
Maybe. I don't know. They only eat wheat.
And lion honey.
Well,
that's not a corpse, but it is lion honey.
I guess honey is bee turds. Which is technically still an
animal. But bees
are
alive, though, when they make those turds.
Yes.
You can probably drink milk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's bacteriums.
The third one, I don't know if any of you know this, apparently can't cut his hair.
Mm-mm. Never, ever. Mm-mm. It's like a saying.
Yeah.
Never have to cut it.
Yep. Everyone knows that Israelites are born with their hair perfectly as it will be for all time.
That's right.
It's a DBZD cup. Deep cut.
DBZD cup. As Daniel said.
Come visit my website.
Wait, Bulma's
here? You ever wanted to see Krillin with some titties?
DBZD cup coming at you.
All right, so he's at the wedding. He's not drinking, but the prince is. And
why did he invite the prince to his wedding?
The prince is paying for it.
The prince has to be there because his wife is a serving girl, and the only person who can give her away is the prince, who is her captor.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And the prince is like, hey, man, here's some water.
He's like, drink. He's like, drink with us. And then Samson's like, I can't drink wine. He says, it's not wine.
It's lacroix.
It could have been a lacroix. It could have been like a Fruitopia.
Yeah.
And he drinks and he's like, coconut, yuck.
Anyway, Samson takes one swig and goes, yuck. Spits it out.
This is wine. I'm not supposed to do that, dummy.
Yeah. So, well, there's strike number one.
God's like, I'll allow it. But
God's
I'm
tapping
you.
His foot. God clicks the little strike ball counter that he keeps in his pocket.
One lion gets on deck.
And then everyone, somehow it's decided that everyone's going to have a riddle off.
Yeah.
So, Samson loves riddles, as previously established in the movie.
Is that established in the movie?
When they're stealing vegetables from Dagon.
It's very briefly mentioned.
They're like,
I don't remember any of that.
But let's make this interesting, Samson.
Yeah.
How about we put some tunics on the line?
Ooh, tunics.
One tunic?
How about every tunic of all your friends? 30 of them by my count.
30 tunics.
Okay, but...
All right, Samson, if I can't answer your riddle, you'll have my 30 tunics.
Yeah.
But if I do, you need to give me 30 Philistine tunics.
Okay.
And if you can't repay that, I'm going to kill you and your girlfriend.
Or maybe one or the other.
Maybe
he
it's
says
a,
or.
And or.
I don't we'll know what's see. Happening. I've been drinking. Yeah. Anyway.
Clearly. Happy wedding. Anyway, Samson gives them the world's shittiest riddle. This shit got published in a book. I cannot believe it. It turned into a movie. Here's the riddle, everybody.
After you hear this riddle, pause the podcast and take a moment to see if you can solve it.
Yeah, so...
This riddle is like one of those, you pop it off the beer at the bar and it's got the little pictures on the cap.
Oh, yeah, the Big Mouths.
You eat the whole popsicle, you get to read this riddle.
Yeah.
It's like a Bazooka Joe gum wrapper.
Bazooka Joe would be 100 times better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the riddle, and get ready to pause, and Samson gives these 30 kingsmen or princemen or whatever overnight to figure this
fills.
Out.
So you guys got 8 hours.
All right, start the clock. Don't sleep until you figure it out. All right.
Once you figure it out, we can replay this podcast.
Here it comes. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet.
Oh, interesting. We'll think about
could
this.
That possibly me.
Could be anything.
Okay,
is it time?
Well, I'll read it one more time. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet.
Interesting. Could be anything. What does it mean?
Okay. All right, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back.
Did you figure it out?
We all have beards now. Big, long beards.
Many years later.
So it turns out the answer to this riddle is honey that came out of a lion.
You may have solved this by thinking of another scene of this movie, I guess.
So out of the eater, a lion is an eater.
He eats things like humans.
Something to eat. Honey.
You can eat that.
Yeah, no, normally I wouldn't be like, I'm going to eat honey. I'd be more like, I'm going to put honey on something else.
I mean, Samson did eat honey just... eating it,
I guess.
Off
he didn't
his fingers.
Even, didn't even put it in a little bear. Bears probably hadn't even evolved yet.
Well, maybe that's the idea of the little bears is Samson later kills a bear and it's full of honey.
Oh, yeah.
Bears definitely had not yet evolved to be like 12 inches tall, made of plastic with a little with a little spout on top of their heads.
Well, dunce cap.
These fucking GMO bears. All right, out of the strong, lions are strong.
Very
sweet.
Strong.
It's also honey. I guess you could interpolate this. What is an eater that is strong? Arguably Samson, but also a lion. And what is something to eat that is also sweet? That's honey.
Also Samson's honey.
Yeah.
And I will eat him all day ground.
Yeah. Chocolate syrup out of a fat Larry. That's my answer. Well, anyways, so his...
chocolates that I've ripped from the heart of a dark star.
So Prince Rala is like, huh, let me think about this. And then goes and corners Taryn and says, tell me what the clue is.
No, it's Delilah eavesdrops. Remember?
Well, first he's got to yell at Taryn. So Taryn will go and be like, you never tell me anything anymore.
You never tell me the answer to riddles.
Like, tell me the answer. And he's like, I really shouldn't. Like, there's a lot on the line. And like, oh, God, we're going to be married. You can't tell me a thing.
Oh, it's worth 30 tunics to you.
Are you keeping a secret from me? So Delilah eavesdrops on this. We can see her. She's just like hiding like behind a little railing next to them while listening, and then rats him out. So rats him out to King D-Bag, Prince D-Bag.
Prince D-Bag.
He's not the king yet.
Please, my father was Mr. D-Bag.
Call me Prince D-Bag.
So we cut to next morning at hangover brunch.
Oh my god. Can you believe we had like that fucking riddle argument?
Yeah.
Oh.
So stupid.
I don't know why I'm hungover. I only had one sip of wine.
Samson's a lightweight.
Samson walks up and...
Oh, y'all have biscuits and gravy? I could love gravy when I'm after drinking.
And a big scoop of honey.
Oh! Samson walks up and is like, did any of you turds figure out my dumb riddle?
Yeah, come on, turds.
And Prince Rala is like, what is sweeter than honey out of a lion or whatever?
Yum yums.
Samson's like, how did you betray me, Taren?
And the guy's like, well... You better pay me all those tunics. And also, like, that Samson isn't like, well, you fucking cheated. First of all, I cheated, and then you cheated. This whole thing should be void. He just immediately turns on his girlfriend, assuming that she told him. So Prince Rala is like, all right, pay me 30 tunics. And Samson's like, well, I'll have 30 tunics.
I don't have it on me, but I'll get them.
And Prince is like, well, then I'm going to fucking kill you, I guess.
I'm going to kill your girlfriend.
I'm going to kill your girlfriend. And Samson's like, hold on, I'll go get a bunch of tunics.
Don't ask me how I get these tunics, but I promise I'll be right back.
Samson runs out into the woods, which is what he's good at, I guess.
It's basically a superpower.
Yeah, he has a very high luck stat, kind of.
He stumbles upon a bunch of Philistines in a mine, I think.
They're like picking they got pickaxes, I think, or they're doing something with rocks.
And also, but also like slave women.
Yeah, there's like three slave women. All they do is look sad at Samson. Samson doesn't care. I think he just wants those shirts. They just put those slave women on screen so we wouldn't feel bad that he was indiscriminately murdering a bunch of people for their shirts.
No. To be clear, he doesn't kill everyone. He skips three.
Well, and also though he has to, it's their clue that he's now breaking his third rule.
Yeah.
Because they're his second rule, because he has to touch the corpses in order to take their shirts off. And if those slave women had just helped him take their shirts off,
he should have just Batmaned all those guys, has broken all their kneecaps. Well,
that's what I was gonna say, is when the Joker shows up later and makes him break his final rule, that's when he loses his power.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's a Batman.
Yeah, that is a Batman. Let's go Batman.
Oh, let's go Batman.
So Samson rolls up to these guys, is like, starts drinking their water. So
so it's self defense.
Yeah,
that's why.
Starts drinking their water, like, oi, quit drinking our water.
Oh, you.
And he's like, give me your shirts. And he's like, my shirt? No, all of your shirts. I'm like, you're not going to do that. And they'll pull their swords out.
Give me your clothes and your motorcycle.
Yeah, Samson Terminators them. He throws all of them on a hot grill. So he punches all these guys to death.
Yeah, he just kills everyone except for the three slave women. He's like, I can't touch a corpse.
He's like, hey, you three, strip these guys naked for me.
Help me with these shirts.
And they rightfully run off. And like, well, I'm consarn it.
God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So he steals a bunch of shirts and then shows up with the sack full of shirts.
With a bloody sack of tunics.
Back at the wedding, and then Prince Rala is like, too late, the wedding's over, or whatever.
My wedding Prince rules.
Dagon says you gotta get married. There's a timer.
Yeah.
There's a timer, buddy. I had to marry her for you.
I can't just find people deserving of death. I had to run around looking for people that needed to be killed. I wandered the streets. Everyone looked really nice. I couldn't take their shirts.
And for whatever reason, the implication here is that I guess he's not married to Delilah anymore, and now he's married to Taren.
Yeah.
He was never actually married to Delilah. It was definitely like, if you want to be my queen, you have to be better than this.
Yeah.
You have to respect me.
So she gets totally punked.
Yeah. So Samson wigs out and runs into the wilderness yet again.
Because now Dagon has married Taren to the Rala, and then also he's wanted for killing 30 people.
Yeah. He has why have you forsaken me, God, screaming type thing, and then sees a fox.
Oh, that gives me an idea.
Is that fox going to lead him to like a treasure or some tool
in
to
a
help
way.
Him?
He follows the fox to a cave full of more foxes.
Oh,
that gives me a clever idea of how to use these foxes.
Is it like a lesson?
Clever room.
Is it a lesson about how to be cunning?
In a way.
we cut to a bunch of fields on fire. I'm like, what? What is the connection here? You see that the fields have been set on fire by foxes that are on fire.
Samson has set a family of foxes on fire and set them free in the fields.
Shoot whoever's burning this. We can't. The fire's moving by itself.
Samson, I don't know if you know this, but fire, like, you know, spreads itself.
So, and also, this plan does not work because Prince Rall is like, ah, Samson's doing this. Let's kill his family.
Yeah.
Stab.
Well, he throws them into the fire that are over, like, the castle walls or whatever.
Yeah.
So there goes Taryn and his dad.
Yeah.
Taryn and her dad.
You're right.
Now Samson's run off and been like, my wife is dead. Her dad is dead. And Prince Rall is like, yo, village, give us Samson or we'll kill this old man and then also burn this village down.
Mm-hmm.
All those foxes he loved are dead for some reason.
Where'd they go? It was like, I thought they'd help out.
I was told them I'd put them out.
It'd be hard to light a fox on fire.
It'd be hard to transport several burning foxes from a cave to a field.
He's very strong.
He just juggled all 30 of them.
He just threw them as hard as he can.
I mean, that's why there's no interstitial scenes. You cannot animate a guy transporting 30 foxes.
But just like 15 foxes under each arm and like a jug of oil and a torch in each hand. Yeah. Here we go.
You hold this.
I'm getting ready.
So Samson's brother is like, Samson, you gotta kick some ass, dude. We can't take this bullshit anymore.
No, you gotta turn yourself in.
Oh, is that? No, I thought the brother's like, you got to fight for the Israelites.
All I know.
Samson is like, I will fight. Okay. But then he puts his hands together. He's like, you may arrest me.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. So Samson is like, okay, you can chop my head off now. As long as it frees my family. And then King Rolla, like a total dumbass, or Prince Rolla, like a total dumbass, is like, hey, Samson, I'm not going to free your family, even though I said I would. I said I'd let him live if you turned yourself in, but I lied. And that causes Samson to, of course, Hulk out. And now begins the best 8 minutes of the movie.
Oh, my God.
There's a lion nearby. What does Samson do? He presses pause. He looks at his VAT system.
Got a lot of action points.
Yeah, he's got a lot of action points.
He's like, let's see here. I got mutt fruit. I got mole rat meat. I got burnt fox pelt.
That's right.
What is this? Jawbone of a donkey?
Sure, why not?
He's got 99 wheat.
It's got decent stats.
And he just eats all the jet and mind tats or whatever it's called.
Uh-huh.
So he unpauses it and proceeds to just nonstop club all the dudes around him.
And we're not talking like 20 dudes.
No. It starts off like, yeah, there's like 20 soldiers in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And he clobbers all of them. But then there's this like same repeated shot of more dudes running in.
Hundreds of people running at him.
They do show people blowing a horn, being like, hey, everybody get in here.
Yeah. That's the get him horn.
Hey, I know we all set up camp like 50 yards away from each other. It's like more of a Boy Scout camp than anything.
Yeah, really. Oh, Cabin B says we should join them.
Suit up, Timberwolves. No! The Leaping Lizards need help.
Also, his jawbone is huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 3 feet long.
It's like a scimitar with teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They clearly visually designed this thing to look cool.
It does look cool.
It rules.
Yeah, this scene totally rules. He clobbers everyone.
He picks one guy up and throws them off a cliff.
Yeah.
In the middle of this, someone slashes his shirt, and in response, he rips it off, so he looks even more like Conan the Barbarian. Yeah.
My favorite part about the guy getting thrown off the cliff is that he's...
The cliff doesn't exist until he gets thrown toward it?
Yeah, Samson clearly throws him over, like, a mound in real life.
Yeah.
But then we get this shot from down at the bottom of the cliff of a guy falling down, like, a 300-foot cliff.
It's a real Jurassic Park situation.
It is.
He gets burly brawled. All the guys that are trying to stab him instead decide to lay on top of him in a big pile.
And he prays. He prays so hard.
He says, dear Lord Jesus, give me the strength to Neo these guys.
Boom!
He stands up violently, causing a few guys to, beside him, jump up into the air.
Hit to death.
Yeah. So he stabs him. It's awesome. I love it. You should watch this movie.
You should watch that 8 minutes and then not watch the rest.
He chops Prince Rolla.
Oh, yeah. He gets chopped across the eyes. We get a big drone shot of just 1,000 dudes lying down while Samson screams. And he cries and is sad because he had to kill people. I don't know if Samson in real life, do you think he was sad or do you think he was like, maybe, oh, yeah.
Maybe he's sad that his family died.
Yeah.
Like, there's, you know.
Just his dad.
We see Prince Rollo with some blood makeup on one eye and his eyes open.
Dun, dun, dun. To be continued.
Still alive. We get a thing that says, many years later.
Yeah. That's the best part of the movie. Oh, yeah. It's like 15-minute stretch.
I haven't laughed this hard in a while.
Yeah.
We cut to all the village boys.
Yeah.
Exactly. Looking exactly the same, but with one difference, which is they all have giant fake beards. Like, huge.
If you were writing a sketch about how guys grow giant dumb beards because they've been trapped in like a space for too long, these are the beards you would get, and everyone has.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Mumford & Sons music video with Jason Sudeikis? It's that.
Yeah, it's like... Well, it's
like a bad SNL sketch.
It's better than that because the six guys are like clearly in their early 20s, and it cuts back to them still in their early 20s.
They still have
with
the same
huge beards.
They still have the same hip haircuts.
Identical
haircuts. Now they all got giant beards, and I have no idea what happens in this scene.
Giant fake beards, clearly fake.
It's just cutting amongst all four giant beard boys and Samson's dad.
Not his dad, or some other old man.
Oh, some other old man with a smaller beard.
With a smaller, real beard.
Yeah, and they're like, Samson, it's been many years, and now you're a judge. And he's like, yes, we've been put under the thumb of the Philistine for many years. It's been a tense piece.
Rala's been shipped off to the West because he's been punished for his...
job owning.
His inability to handle the Hebrew strongman.
Yeah.
Samson goes and meets with the king, King Billy Zane, and is like, hey man, I got an idea. How about you stop with the wheat tax and I won't fucking kill you right now?
Yeah. How's that for a deal?
And Billy Zane's like, how about this deal? You just get the fuck out of Dodge and I'll give all your people their wheat back.
Yeah. Samson's like, we gotta get out of here. Hey everybody, we gotta get out of here. Hey, you came here with me. We gotta get out of here. And some of those like, oh Samson, you wanna come to my hotel? He's like, yeah, where's the hotel? Show me where it is.
Oh, feet don't fail me now.
So he goes to a brothel, even though the lady was like, oh, Samson, I'm a big fan. Oh, come to my hotel. I promise nothing bad happens there. And he's like, oh, brothel.
Definitely no brothel. And I definitely won't bring a bunch of men to kill you later.
Yeah. Delilah shows up while the entire town's ripping, all the villagers are ripping the town apart looking for him. And Delilah's like, oh, man, Samson, this sucks. You're a cool dude.
You're a cool dude. And I'm sorry for what my boyfriend back in the day did.
Yeah.
He was a dick bag.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
Him and Delilah sneak around town trying to hide, but the villagers find him and corner him against a door. Some guards shoot him with some arrows.
Oh, no! My belly!
And Samson wigs out and pushes a door open.
Oh!
But it's not how you should open a door. Like, normally a door opens like
from the middle, extending outward.
Yeah, like you...
vertically.
Yeah, it's like a big gate, and they got it barred, and like, he doesn't take the bar off, he just pushes on the bottom until it flips up like a garage door.
Yeah.
And then he makes it a little turtle shell on his back as he walks out of town.
Well, it's his cover.
And he's like, don't let him see you cry, Samson. Let God show you the strength.
It can't punch you through the door. So Delilah has him come. Oh, she's like,
Samson goes and passes out.
Oh, he passes out on a road somewhere. Delilah collects him and treats his wounds.
Yeah. Takes him to her summer home somewhere else.
Yeah. And she's like, ooh, you're hot. And he's like, cool, thanks. You're hot. I'm out of here. I'm a rambling man. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
This free bird's got to fly, baby.
I keep my hair long and my beard long for a reason.
I don't touch corpses. I don't drink wine. And there's a third thing I don't do.
Hang out with you.
But you'll have to ask me, like, once to find out what it is.
I don't tell that to everyone on the first date. Second date.
First day, it's just a 15-minute coffee to see if we drive.
Mm. That's right.
And, yeah, that's because if Samson's got to leave, Samson's got to leave.
We got a hard out at a half an hour, baby.
I got some wheat with my name on it.
Ooh, I got to check in on my lion.
I planned this strategically before a friend's birthday party.
Gotta go.
So I don't get bogged down. If this works and you don't ghost on me, we might go to a hip bar that's also not too expensive. Mm. In like 4 days.
Drink a wine.
But not wine, because Samson don't do that.
Mm. Custom cocktails.
This is called the lion's honey.
Oh, wow. I like it. I drink stuff like this all the time.
Wink, 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 wink.
Now, this honey liquor actually comes from grown inside a dead lion's torso.
Oh.
Wow, I can taste it, I guess.
I heard a riddle about that once.
It's on the bottle.
If you look, it's on the lid right here.
Oh, it comes out of a big mouth.
Bazooka Joe?
Yeah. All right. Samson goes and talks with his mom, and they cry. I can't remember what they talk about. It's like, God's not fair, or something like that.
And then she says, some heroes aren't meant to be spiders, Peter Parker. But some heroes are, and then they go and help little Jimmy next door. I secretly know you are Spider-Man. Wink, maybe, I don't know.
Thanksgiving dinner.
You should dump her. She's trash. Her whole family is trash.
I treated the wounds of Prince Rala.
That death was from his own lion.
All right, so he goes right back to Delilah's house, and they're like, they have terrible flirting BDSM talk. Where he's like, hey, I'm not supposed to get tied up. And she's like, I might like to tie you up. And he's like, well, I might like that.
I mean, if you really want to make it stick, you better do it with fresh rope.
Oh, okay, I won't do that, but what if I did?
Fresh rope.
You gotta use fresh ropes.
Fresh ropes. What the fuck is a fresh rope?
Not any of those rotten ropes you have.
Yeah, he explains, fresh rope, never been used before.
Fresh out of the package. What does not used even mean in biblical times?
I guess freshly made out of woven reeds? Like,
yeah.
They wove it and didn't tie up... I don't know, shoes?
Straight out of the rope maker's hands. You're just pulling on the other end. Give me that! Richard, it's mine!
That's me, Richard the rope maker.
I got some sex stuff I gotta do with Samson over here.
Give me that fucking fresh rope. Man, this sex is expensive.
Fresh rope coming up. That'll be 7 bags of silver. It's me, Richard the rope maker.
Man, I gotta sell someone out to a Pharisee or something to pay for this.
There's all this wheat here. It's perfect for rope making.
20% gratuity, Richard. Come on.
You flooded the used rope market. What can I say?
I got all this used rope for massive discounts if you could use that.
Of course I can't, Richard. Richard. For Samson, who's very particular.
Now tell me more about your barber service.
Oh, Richard's cuts?
Dick cuts.
Dick cuts.
Wait a second, that gives me an idea. And the circumcision was born.
Many years later.
They have sexy bondage talk that I wasn't following at all because I was typing like, what?
And still
what are we talking about? What the fuck are we talking about?
And you're still laughing at those beards.
Yes. Oh, the beards are so good. Delilah complains to Samson about how he won't tell her any secrets, and the secret is what his third mysterious thing that he can't do.
It's like, can we even get married if I don't know how to incapacitate you?
What would be the point?
And he's like, okay, fine. You can't cut my hair. I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm not supposed to touch the dead, I'm not supposed to drink wine, and I'm not supposed to cut my hair. And I've already done two, so if I cut my hair, then I feel that I will lose my god powers.
Let me ask a quick question. Mm-hmm. So that shoulder-length hair is his entire life's worth of growth?
Yep.
Yeah, I feel he's got it braided a lot, so I think he just has a very long amount of hair, but, like, braided.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems like it'd be longer for... someone I don't know, 1,000 years old, 4 years old? It's not
clear. Yeah.
He's either a baby or an old man.
We'll never know. We looked this up during the watching. Couldn't figure out how old.
Turns out the Old Testament isn't very reliable in terms of age.
Like, yeah. Octavius, I was checking your copying here of this ancient tome, and it looks like you got a problem with a few of the ages. Noah should be 8,000 years old. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no, that's right.
God told me he was 8,000 years old.
Did you mean 80? No.
Nope.
8,000.
He's 8,000 years old.
8,000. And his kid saw his wiener, and it was bad.
Yep. Okay, good. As long as you got that in there, keep up the good work.
You got drunk.
I mean, the wiener thing makes sense.
Yeah, we can all agree that would be weird, right?
All right. So Delilah immediately tells on Samson.
Oh, it's what you do to me.
So she gives him a sleeping potion and also a haircut.
Sip.
Rala shows up and is like, we got Samson. He's hairless. And Samson's like, my powers, they're gone. Rala blinds him. He stabs him in the eyeballs with a hot sword. And Delilah's like, oh, man.
Yeah, Delilah's like, what did I think was going to happen?
I liked when he looked at things.
Oh, dang nabbit.
Shoot. just dang.
Peaches and cream.
Gosh.
So Samson and his brother shows Kyle. Up to kick some ass. Kyle instead gets his ass handed right back to him.
Come on, Kyle. You don't have any god powers. God doesn't like you.
They both end up in the dungeon, and Jacob described them as looking like Far Side characters, which is exactly right. They're in the dungeon together.
Shirtless and loincloths. Chained to the wall.
Long hair and giant beards. But you think those giant beards aren't from being in the dungeon. Those came with.
Yeah, they started that way.
Also, they were wearing loincloths when they got when they attacked the soldiers.
I mean, they're only in the jail for like a day.
Yeah. Samson's like, oh, whoa, it's me. Delilah visits and is like, sorry. Rala visits and is like, Samson, tell me the source of your power. And Samson,
I want to be the god king, man.
I'll worship whoever gives me cool muscles.
What do you got? What do you got in there?
And Samson's like, I'll never tell you. And
I'll never tell.
Ancient Israel secret, huh?
Doctors are furious with what you've learned. I'll click on that. Oh, damn it. It's just ketogenics again.
Kyle's like, don't torture my brother anymore. I'll tell you where he gets his power from.
It's from right here.
From up your butt and around the corner. Kyle's like, it's from God the Almighty. You just gotta believe.
God, fear God, boo.
For some reason, this is an unacceptable answer as to where magic powers come from.
Prince Rala, punch. It's all in the mind.
If you want to test me.
So then Delilah shows up and is like, oh, Samson, I'm so sorry. And Samson's getting all sanctimonious. And he's like, oh, if you want my forgiveness, then free my brother.
If you liked me, you wouldn't have blinded me.
Yeah. You got to prove your worth to me. Blah, blah, blah. So Rala has a We Hate Samson party in the church of...
Dagon. He also
kills. I was gonna say Calgon because I made a Calgon joke.
Dagon, take me away.
He also kills his pop pop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Rala kills everyone's favorite early 2000s actor Billy Zane.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Rala's like, Dad, what? Like, Billy Zane's like, you're a fuck up, and Rala's like, well, I'm whatever, stab.
Now who's the fuck up, dead guy?
Yeah, you're more fucked up than me.
Take my crown.
And first thing I'm doing is throwing a Boo Samson party.
In fact, specifically, the king says you should kill Samson right away because it would be very bad to keep him alive.
Yes.
And Prince Rala's like, no, it would be awesome to keep him alive.
The
toy.
Whatever, Dad. You don't even know what I'm doing.
Stab, stab, stab.
You don't even listen to Avenged Sevenfold.
Which at that time was called Avenged Onefold. You put that at the top of this episode.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Fine.
So they have a Samson party where he's led on stage all blinded and looking like the guy in a Far Side cartoon. Everyone's like, boo,
fuck this guy. Blind guy, yuck.
Boo. We hate this
no
guy.
Hair. Grow hair your hair out, dude.
And Samson's like, God, give me strength one more time. I think they're going to kill him on stage, right?
No, he wanted to leave him alive forever and just have like a yearly We Hate Samson Day.
Yeah, they're just teasing him.
Okay. And
It's Samson's roast at the Friars Club. They chain him up between two posts to roast him.
This guy eats so much lion honey.
How much lion honey does he eat?
That he eats so much lion honey that he can't tell the truth about his girlfriend. You know, lying honey.
Whoa.
I haven't seen such short hair since the former king of the Philistines.
Anyways, here's a joke about 9/11. What has happened yet? So they're booing him and stuff, and then Samson hulks out. He's got his god powers back, baby.
Here he comes.
One more time, God. One more time for old time's sake.
The prince is there. Yeah. Delilah's there. His brother's there, I think.
Yeah. Yep. And they decided to hold the annual Boo Samson party underneath the two load-bearing columns.
In the whole city.
Samson hulks out and starts just shoving on these columns. He sticks his hands out, one hand on each column. Stones and shit fly everywhere. I'll say it's very clear they only had one set of these columns because they kind of fucked up him pushing on it and left it in.
Looks bad.
Yeah, doesn't look great.
But for some reason, pushing on these columns makes walls from across town explode.
Yeah.
Yeah, the city blows up.
It makes, the whole temple blow up, and you see all the main bad characters get crushed by...
Also his brother.
No, but his brother gets out.
Yeah. Oh, does his brother get out?
His brother's our narrator who leads the Hebrew army at the end.
Yeah.
Delilah's dead. Prince
Delilah's dead.
A bunch of Philistines are there who are booing him.
Basically, all of the Philistines die.
They're all dead now.
Samson, what, is that genocide? Does that count as genocide?
Sure, I think that's genocide.
Sure. Oh, history's greatest monster.
Samson.
Anyways, we cut to his brother being like, there may come a day when the courage of Israel fails, but today is not that day. And then it's the end of 300. He's leading the Israel armies against King Billy, King whoever's.
Oh, King Goliath, because we see David there at one point.
Yeah, and then he turned, and then there'll be other Hebrew heroes.
That's not maybe, King Goliath, but it is Goliath.
Maybe some that carry slingshots.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Oh.
Yeah, this is like when they put all your favorite superheroes movie or characters in a teaser.
Yeah,
this is the after credits. Like, ooh, you're gonna see more in the biblical cinematic universe.
I assume they're all fighting Steppenwolf. If I understand the timeline,
he's got boom tubes.
Yeah, King David wakes up out of cryostasis.
Well, no, it's King David, the lightning god, and ancient Atlantean.
Yeah.
And they're like, let's get him back in the cube. Take all those mother boxes for later.
Yeah.
The end.
The movie. So what'd you guys think of this bad boy?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I loved it. Everyone should watch this.
It was very bad, but in like a hilarious way.
I mean, we had to rent it, and I would say it'll definitely be free on streaming in, I don't know, 24 days. Who knows?
We've said that. It has been 2 months.
But wait till it's free.
We've tried to watch this several times, and it's always been $25.
I'm glad it was worth it.
It was now $6, and we were like, let's do it.
Let's just give it a shot.
This is a have people over to watch a bad movie movie.
This is definitely that.
One of the rare ones.
Yeah. Do not sit down like you know, I'm gonna watch The Post followed up by Samson.
Or maybe. I'm trying to think about that pairing.
But this isn't like a good movie.
No. It's very bad. It is like B- level bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like B-.
No,
better than average.
I was gonna say in terms of quality, not like enjoyment level, it is
a D.
Down at the very bottom of the movies
it
we
is
watch.
Very poorly made.
Yeah.
But it is very charming and hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's slightly below the Maze Runner sequel we watched.
No, I think it's better than the Maze Runner sequel. We watched.
Maze Runner? Isn't it Divergent?
Divergent, you're right.
Get out of here. Get out of town.
Yeah, Daniel's right.
There's no maze.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Okay.
Sure. Just gas that makes you horny. Wait, kills you. That was
What's
one of our
difference?
Endings.
I guess the animation, some of it, in Divergent was better than anything in this.
Oh, this just has like terribly constructed sets and like horrific special, like Age of Empires 2 and interstitial like city scenes.
And there's like two known actors. Everyone else is not very good. And the two known actors are each in two scenes apiece. Yeah.
It's very video game cutscenes quality.
Yes.
Yeah. Modern day, though.
Did like, you ever... Commander, the Tiberium reserves are running low. We've dispatched codename Tanya to retrieve them.
Although, ironically, if you were to make like a video game now with live action cutscenes, aside from Billy Zane, the rest of the actors would be higher caliber.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like... people you recognize.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Batista.
It would be that dude, Jesse Williams, who's in Detroit. Become human.
No. Sure. It would be Willem Dafoe or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, the kid from iRobot. Not iRobot. Mr. Robot.
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek.
Yeah.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Sure. It would not be a bunch of no names and Billy Zane.
Although Billy Zane could totally be in a video game.
Yeah, Billy Zane would be fine.
I would play a Billy Zane video game.
Yeah.
Billy Zane, get on it.
Billy Zane also is still great.
Yeah.
In this movie, even still, it's like, it's fun to see him.
Yeah.
I love him.
He could totally be a villain in a future season of a Marvel TV show on Netflix and
shit,
be like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Vincent D'Onofrio level.
Yeah. Find out more on our podcast.
This is a Billy Zane cast.
Yeah.
Zaniacs.
Insane in the membrane.
Down in Tanzania.
Down in Tanzania. But I do want to watch The Phantom now for this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's The Phantom?
It's a late 90s superhero movie in which Billy Zane plays like a 1930s white dude who's king of Africa come back to the city.
The Phantom used to be in the Sunday comic book pages. He was like a Prince Valiant or a...
Skip!
What's the other...
Where's my foghorn?
Spider-Man. Like, there'd be a Spider-Man comic on the Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
And a Prince Valiant and sometimes a Phantom.
Where's my...
He wears a purple bodysuit with a black mask, and his superpower is that he has convinced people he doesn't exist so they can't see him.
Mm.
I remember The Phantom because when I was, I'd probably say fourth grade, might have been third grade, that movie came out, and if you went to 7-Eleven and you bought a Slurpee, you would get a free Phantom ring, which was a big skull.
He punches people and the skull shows up on their head.
I was so jealous of my friends who were within walking distance of a 7-Eleven and could get one. We went on a field trip and I was like, I wish I could fucking get one of those rings. I can't.
But anyway, back to this movie.
Yeah.
Sure,
not the Phantom.
Not Billy Zane.
Yeah, it's good. Go watch it.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It's funny.
It rules.
Yeah. Watch it with your religious friend. Go see it in theaters.
Go back and see it.
Go back in time. See it in theaters. And I laughed harder in this movie than I've laughed in the past 6 months.
What do you think was the funniest scene? Is it the beards?
It was definitely the beards.
They're just so bad.
Yes.
We went back, we watched the scene with the beards, laughed through all of it, rewound it so we could hear what they were saying and just laughed through it again and never learned what they were saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Watch it for the jawbone scene and the beard scene and
the killing the lion
and the lion honey.
And the having to stop after he says his riddle and look it up because we're like, that's not a fucking riddle.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's like a interactive almost because you get to try and solve a riddle.
And you will not.
Yeah.
And even when they say the answer to the riddle, you will not understand what they're saying.
Yes.
You'll have to Google it.
Yeah. How is that the answer?
Yeah. And what we Googled, the answer was like, yeah, the trick is it's based on his personal experience and not a riddle.
Yeah.
It's The Hobbit.
It is a Bilbo. What's in my pocket?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But
what did I pull out of a lion earlier?
Yeah.
You'll never guess.
Which pube did I tweeze out this morning?
This one.
We'll come back for the answer tomorrow.
Your shirts are on the line.
Yeah, I'm going to give you XYZ coordinates.
I'm going to take all your tunics. Yeah, it ruled. Also, the guy who played the prince hams it up so hard.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's a Twilight.
Yes, he's a Twilight. Once I knew that, he is one of the vampires because he plays basically the same character as the prince.
Oh, is he like a bad guy vampire?
I think so, yeah.
The whole time, he's just like,
he touches his chest a lot when he's talking, like, because Samson, you're going to need to do what I say.
Yeah.
Every time anything evil happens, it does a close-up on his face, and he does a little smile eyeball thing.
Yeah.
It also has the excellent, like...
He's got Jafar facial hair.
He does.
Sorry, go ahead, Jacob.
He has the very good, low-budget, like, Sands and Sandals epic thing where no one's accents match at all. There's like British accent, Scottish accent, American accent. They don't even try to explain it.
Well, no one's ethnicities match.
Yeah.
When we get to the test in like 5 seconds, it's going to be pretty interesting.
I have no idea. Yeah. It's a movie.
Yeah. Yep. It is.
Yeah.
All right. Tests?
Yeah, let's try it. Did I explain the test last time? Because I decided we're going to explain it.
Explain them again.
On each episode, we do three tests to talk about the representation of, I don't know, different groups in these movies. We're going to do the Bechdel-Walls test, we're going to do the racial Bechdel test, and we're going to do the test I always forget the name of about whether there's LGBTQ characters in this movie.
Let's do it.
All right. The Bechdel-Wallace test. Are there two named female characters in this movie?
Yeah. Yes.
Do they talk to each other?
Yeah. Yes.
Do they talk to each other about something other than a man?
No.
Because it's Delilah and Taryn.
Yeah.
And they talk about Samson, right?
Like, correct. I'm getting married.
To a man.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Is that man an important part of my plot, too?
I think he might be.
Okay.
But I'm also getting married to a different man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope. It gets close, but it fails.
It's also very bad in a gender sense, but that's kind of to be expected, given its source material.
Yeah. Here's the one that doesn't make sense, given the source material. Are there two people of color in this movie?
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of, sort of, maybe.
I think both our hero and villain are probably people. No, the villain is named Wrathbone, which is definitely related to a very famous
Billy
British
Billy Zane
actor.
Is Greek. He's maybe a person of color. He's probably a person of color. And we assume Samson is mostly
Billy
based
Zane
on eyeballing.
Gets white privilege.
Zane's... For me, it's got to be... I mean, I don't know the actor's ethnicity.
Now, is Rutger Hauer a person of color?
He's from...
Is the whitest person in the world?
Yeah, I mean, he's from a European country. He's from wherever Paul Verhoeven's from.
Is this movie set in the Middle East have more than one person of color?
I mean, there's a bunch of, black and brown extras.
Yeah, the Philistines.
Also, is the actress who plays Delilah a person of color?
I don't think so. Could be, but I don't think so.
Delilah really struck me as Christian Instagram model.
Yeah, she really looks like it. I don't think there are two named people of color in this movie, but it's debatable, let's say. And they do talk to each other, if they count. If Billy Zane counts, he talks to
I'm going to go ahead and say the guy that played the upper class snob on the Titanic.
But he also plays the mummy with a lot of makeup on.
Yeah. Tom Cruise was the last samurai.
Yeah, go ahead and write in if we've misjudged this movie, but no.
Yeah.
Are there any LGBTQ characters in this biblical story?
It's implied that the evil prince is super gay.
Yeah, he's coded as a villainous gay man, much like any villain in a Disney movie.
Yep.
But it's never stated. He is betrothed twice.
They make fun of the brother for dressing as a woman briefly as well.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah.
So... fails across the board.
Yeah. Should we talk about how Taylor, what's his face?
Taylor James.
Samson is not the same ethnicity as his parents and brother.
I mean, I think it's funny in the same way that his brother has like a Irish accent, Scottish accent. Yeah. He's a tall, brown skinned, dark haired man, and his brother is a short, blonde guy with a Scottish accent.
He looks like Shaggy from Scooby Doo.
Yeah, they don't even... There's no effort made.
I know what they're saying. I know what the director's saying. Like, oh, we really think the biblical stories transcend race and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Blah.
Yeah,
this
we all watch Noah.
This is a tool for recruitment. We really think and we're spreading a message and make people think about questions.
Yeah, that's exactly the Noah one, right? We talked about that on the episode where the director's like, yeah, they're all white. Because it's universal.
Yeah.
It's
just like white people.
We just chose a neutral tone.
Yeah, we just picked plain.
We chose
picked
vanilla.
Normal. Yeah.
And, not I don't know, chocolate or brown.
Yeah. Neapolitan.
No. Would you like vanilla or brown?
I guess coffee? I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, didn't really do any of those. No,
fail, fail, fail.
Yeah.
Did a bad job.
Cake batter.
Yeah. Yes, it's cake batter.
He's trying to think of Froyo flavors.
Chunky monkey.
Is yeah.
Froyo flavor?
No.
Nah, that's a Ben and Jerry's, and yeah, it's an cream, and it's a banana.
I'm wider than vanilla. I'm tart, baby.
I'm coconut. Vegan coconut chunk. I don't have a clue where the third act starts. There's a lot of places where the movie jumps ahead in time.
Well,
the third act's got to start when he gets his hair dang cut, right?
You think so? That's right at the end.
It could be many years later.
That's also a good point.
Oh, boy. It could be after he's been like, leave, or give us our wheat back, and the king is like, no, you leave.
Yeah.
You're exiled.
And then he's like, we got to get out of the city before they recognize who I am and kill me, and then instead goes to a brothel.
I think that'd be a good point, or at least time-wise.
Yeah, and we get to keep those awesome beards.
Yeah. They're even longer now in my ending.
Yeah.
All right. Break?
Break.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
All right, welcome back, folks.
Yes.
It's time to fix this Samson.
All right.
Only one way we know how.
Send it in for cell phone repairs.
All right.
That's right. Did you crack your screen? Did you get water in it?
I did.
Well, then you got to pay for a new phone.
Oh, man.
Get the protection plan.
Come on, Samson.
If you cut his hair, you still can get a new one.
It doesn't cover cracked screens no more.
Oh.
Now, if you did tie it up with a fresh rope, though,
then we could maybe figure that out.
I do unless, like to fuck my cell phone.
Unless you crack your screen from a jawbone of a donkey. Then it's fine. Then it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll replace that.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Two.
I'll take a three.
One.
Oh, boy.
Oh
good.
That's
good.
You.
Starting off with a hot one. So when we last left off on in Samson, it's been many years later.
Previously on Samson.
Hey there, everybody. It's me, Samson. My dad died, and I went to go meet the king of the Philistines.
Oh, no.
He said I had to be exiled or he'd kill my entire family.
I'll kill your entire family.
What will we do now? Find out on this one. Samson, he flees from the king. He says, I can't abandon my people, but I don't want to doom them. You know what I need to do is pray. I'll go talk to the village elder of the tribe of Dan. Just then, Samson goes and he talks to the leader of the tribe of Dan, the guy with a real beard.
What?
He says, now, leader, I don't want to abandon our people. I'm the strongest fighter in all of the tribe of Dan. But I don't have the strength to defeat King Prince Rala and King what's his King Billy Zane and their whole armies. And the leader says, "I think I might know what you need to do. Follow me." They secretly travel up to the mountains, and he says, "Through this door is the hyperbolic prayer chamber."
Yeah!
Wow!
Inside this chamber, every hour you pray is like a year of praying outside of this chamber.
And you is Mr. Popo there?
Mr. Popo is definitely there. And you're praying at 10 times piety there. Samson goes into the hyperbolic prayer chamber. Meanwhile, the sinister Prince Rala kills King Billy Zane.
Oh, no.
He takes the Philistine army and he goes and travels to the tribe of Dan. And he takes the elder and says, I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill all of the tribe of Dan if you don't tell me about where you get all your power, how to grant my wishes with your prayer
your Hebrew balls.
Your seven Hebrew prayer orbs.
Explain to me how these seven candles last for so long. Prince Rala raises his sword and he's about to strike down the elder Dan, but just then Samson shows up and strikes the sword away. He looks like a total badass.
Does he have extra long hair now?
He has extra long hair, and he's not even scared of the Philistines.
Whoa, I bet he's like projecting a cool cockiness that he didn't quite have before.
He does, and all of his friends, Caleb and the other guys, they're like, wow, what has happened to Samson? He's never acted this way before. He must know something or have a new prayer technique.
His brother Kyle's still like short and bald and shitty though, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's exactly the same. Prince Rolla says, I see you've been praying with extra strength. You may think you're strong enough for my army, but you're not strong enough for me. I'll call forward the Philistine force. They do a little dance. The song plays Philistines Rule.
They have sick ass like shoulder pads.
Philistines Rule. Philistines Rule.
They all do some poses. They try and fight Samson, but he just beats them all up with one punch.
Douglas! Peter!
Isaiah! Samson's not even phased. Prince Rolla. Prince Rolla and Samson fight for a little bit, and they seem pretty evenly matched. But then Prince Rolla says, you think you've been fighting me, but I've been holding back. Just then he transforms. He puts on a little crown and becomes King Rolla.
Whoa.
Even more powerful.
No.
He's got all the piety power level.
Now he's shorter and more effeminate. And purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't even say his power. His piety level is so powerful. His connection to Dagon is so strong. So Samson's like, oh no, I don't even know if with my time there I have the strength. I have only one option. I have to form a spirit bomb by praying really hard.
No.
Samson gets down on his knees and starts praying really hard, but he's left totally wide open. Only through the strength of Caleb and his other friends throwing themselves to distract Prince Rolla, or King Rolla now, for as long as they can. We see all the Hebrews also praying for Samson to get really strong.
Little white sparkles.
Little heat wave sort of things all form into a... powerful prayer. All the clouds form above Samson.
Yeah.
Caleb and the other guys are struck down, kind of close to death, but they're probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just have some wheats or whatever. I think they'll come back.
Yeah. Nom, 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 nom.
Just as King Rolla is about to kill Samson, he turns around and realizes, oh no, all the clouds have gathered, probably because of God reasons. A lightning bolt comes down with a powerful Hebrew... lightning bolt strikes King Rolla dead.
A heat blast.
as this terrific battle is going on, the Danes flee their city because, you know, obviously the town's going to be destroyed by all this prayer flying around.
They're tired of stereotypes about them.
That's right.
Like wearing polo shirts.
They're all going to be as far as they look behind them, a giant lightning bolt from all their prayers strikes the tribe of Dan city. We see King Rolla evaporates. The town catches on fire. We assume Samson is dead.
Yeah.
You know, the Dans all survive for a sacrifice, but what new, more powerful foe lies in wait for the Israelites? Find out on the next Old Testament Z Kai.
Yeah. All the Dans think that Mr. Dagon actually beat the prince.
We see some credits where they're like, it plays a saxophone or a guitar solo as all we see all the characters hanging out and having a good time. And then, and then at the end you see, hey, Samson here. Everyone thought I died, but actually I was teleported to a new and exciting planet where I'll learn a new prayer technique.
See you next time.
Loved it, but I think you needed to intercut that entire combat with a tiny house on a tiny planet.
Oh yeah,
with King Billy Zane sexually harassing women.
Yeah,
for sure,
hanging out with his cricket friend.
Well, you'll find out
like a tiny cat
and monkey bubbles.
Well, I mean, obviously, in the next couple episodes, both Prince Rolla and King Billy Zane will show up with cybernetic parts.
Yeah, sure.
And they think that they've got everybody on the ropes because Samson's not there.
Yeah.
But King David shows up and chops them all up. And
King David is actually Kyle's son from the future.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They think he's very weak, but actually he's very strong.
He's got a cool sling.
He knows some really good prayers.
Yeah.
Spirit slang.
Yeah.
The end.
I hope everyone that listened to that has never seen Dragon Ball Z.
Me too.
All right, evens or odds, Mikes?
I'll take evens.
Mikes.
It's an evens. It's
all
four.
Right. All right, so Samson, he's like, many years later, I got this sick beard. Mm-hmm. My bros, we all got sick beards.
Yeah.
But this wheat tax is just killing us. I got to go see King Billy Zane, and I got to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the judge of these people. That means it's on me to figure this out.
Yeah, he is the law.
He's the law. He's Judge Jerry and Executioner. He goes to King Billy Zane, and he says, you know what, King? I need you to let us have our wheat. For decades now, you've been coming once a week, month, quarter, I don't even know, and being like, I want your wheat.
Give me your wheat.
I need that wheat. We need to eat. What do you need all that wheat for anyway?
We're too thin. We need wheat. Wait a second.
Wait, huh?
We need wheat. We have lots of sheep and bricks. We are willing to trade.
And oh boy, this road's too long.
You keep sending the robber, and he's taking all our wheat.
Well, didn't you know that this city of Dagon is built on a wheat port?
No!
How do you know it's built with so many bricks?
We put this wheat on an 11. It's never coming up!
King Billy Zane says, well, wouldn't you know, I'm not a religious man, but... us Dagonites, we have to follow the rules of Dagon. Mm-hmm. And Dagon believes in invention.
Mm.
What's the most important thing developed by man so far?
Necessity.
The cotton gin.
Samson strokes his chin and says, fire? Agriculture? Are we before Archimedes? I don't even know. And King Billy Zane says, no, my friend. Come to our production facilities and you will see exactly what we use all this wheat for. So they travel around and they enter a big storeroom and they meet the foreman, Richard. And he says,
Dick Foreman.
Here's what we've been producing after all these years. And he kicks open a big double doors and filled in that whole room is hundreds of thousands of bolts of freshly made rope.
Oh
no.
Samson recoils in disgust.
Oh. Gets a big boner.
He says with his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And King Billy Zane and Richard Ropemaker look at him and say, are you one of these religious barbarians that Dagon speaks of, whose only weakness is sweet, sweet fresh rope? This is what Dagon demands, is we go from country to country and tie up the men sexually.
Oh, no.
Or yes.
Yeah, who knows yet.
Make them drink wine, give them haircuts, and then before you know it, they'll be Dagonian warriors just like us.
It's like a Queer Eye episode.
It's like an okay day.
Everybody's having a glass of wine, get a haircut.
Samson falls to the rope kings.
Mm. Oh, no.
And that's why we all worship Dagon to this day.
Oh, praise be.
Praise be to Dagon. Praise be to Dagon.
Yay, the Dagon ending.
All right.
Daniel
time.
It's the tribe of Dan.
The courage of Dan has not been broken. All right.
There will come a day when the will of Dan's will fall.
Havel Dan, Legolas.
All right, so the king's like, get out of here and I won't kill your family or whatever. And Samson's like, oh, shit. And he runs away.
My one weakness.
Yeah, but while he's getting out of there, he talks with Delilah and is like, oh man, Delilah, this stinks. I'm wanting to say goodbye, but my family's gonna get got and blah de blah de blah.
Oh man, Delilah, this stinks, but I'm gonna get caught and my family stinks and blah 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 blah.
<She's> oh,
it's what you do to me.
She's like, no, man, that sucks. I'm sorry, baby. That sucks.
Oh no, baby.
Like, what's the worst part about it? And he's like, man, because I only got one superpower limit left. If they cut my hair, it's a game over. That's it. And she's like, oh, man, I really got to pay off this silver mortgage I got on my hut here.
How did I get so underwater with all this silver?
So she rats him out and tells the king, and they get him and they kill him, and they also kill his family. We cut to the pearly gates. Samson is in heaven. God is like, damn it, Samson. You never effing listen to me. You never, ever listen. Listen up. I never gave you super strength. You're the chosen one, but you don't have super strength. You're just really strong. And you're a big baby when you don't think I'm there and you don't get your way and you give up. And that's why you think you need me to be strong, but you don't. All you need is yourself.
The feather wasn't magic, Dumbo.
Yeah, that wasn't Felix Felicis Ron. You dumb bitch.
You're just really good at sports or whatever.
You're just good at Quidditch ball.
God's like, what would the challenge even be if I just told you what to do all the time? Huh, you idiot? What, you just want me to tell you how to live life? What to do?
What is this, a modern video game with the arrow pointing you to where you go next?
He's like, you haven't played them yet, but they'll be big someday. Your kids will like
them. Hey, it's me, Marvin Video Games.
Hello, it's me, Marvin Kojima.
Listen and also program this.
God's like, he was reading them the rite of act, and like, and the signs I did give you, because I was feeling bad for you, you misinterpreted it every time. I sent you the lion to show you that you need to be brave, because mm-hmm. you need braveness when you can't be strong. I sent you the fox to tell you to be clever, because you need to be clever when you can't rely on your strength. I sent you those two broads to tell you to quit being such a blabbermouth, okay? These are things that you need to understand. Now, I'm going to send you back to Earth. Your job here is not yet done. Really? Me? And it's like, I'm sending your friends back too. And Samson's like, what? What are you talking about? And like, you're going back. And we see him flying through time and space, just like Gandalf. Except there's a difference. Where do we cut to a crib, a modern day crib.
Oh,
and on the chart at the bottom, it says B. Gibbons. Not so modern day, probably in the 60s or 50s or whatever. Think about it a little harder. Huh, that's interesting. We see Billy grow up a little bit. He goes through a few phases of his life, but he's a young boy. He's wandering through the woods, and what does he spy? He sees a penguin. He's staring at it. Is this a message from God? He feels it might be. He hears a voice being like, Samson, you're Billy now. You need to learn from this penguin. The penguin protects its others. It protects its babies and its family members. And Billy's like, yeah, whatever, God. You know what? That penguin looks like a guy in a suit. That penguin looks like a sharp-dressed man. Hey, that gives me an idea for a song. He starts strumming on his guitar. He picks up the guitar. You see God yelling into his megaphone from heaven. Samson! Billy! You never listen to me! Billy goes on to form the band ZZ Top. He gets an even bigger beard than he had back in the Samson days.
Many years later.
He totally denies his holy quest forms the world's greatest band and brings world peace to everyone. But he gives up his holy mission and is happier for it.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, also, coincidentally, all the other members of ZZ Top are all his pals reborn.
Caleb's there.
Yep.
Billy Zane's there.
Yep.
Billy Zane is actually the drummer, the one without the beard.
Yep.
Ah,
there you go.
His name's James Beard.
What? Oh.
Yeah. The one without the beard.
The James Beards Awards?
Irony is a cruel mistress. The end.
Yay!
He would go on to write a song for Back to the Future 3.
Where they Johnny throw, Be Good.
Where they throw the pie tins. Remember?
No.
Nobody remembers.
What song
Back
plays
to the Future 3?
When they put multicolored logs into a train? That's the only scene I care about.
Johnny Be Good.
That'd be pretty good.
All right. Well, we were going to skip plugs this episode.
Yeah.
For time constraint reasons.
Or because no one ever knows their schedule and we don't have anything coming up.
Yep. Agreed.
Yep.
See you next time.
Yeah. So next time we'll watch another movie. We'll be back in a fortnight. Please listen to us.
And play us at Fortnite.
And play us while you're playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And then also like and subscribe to our iTunes account.
Tell your friends.
Write
Tell
a
your
note.
Friends' friends.
Tweet at us. Yeah. Email us.
Yeah, like us. 5 stars, if you haven't done that already. We have a. I have a good idea for a movie next time. That'll be a Netflix original.
Ooh.
And you better believe I put a hold on that dumb Bill Clinton book we're going to read.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Christmas Prince 2?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's it.
No, is that the movie? The Netflix movie?
No, it's the Bill Clinton book. I'll tell you off air.
Little did you know I was, in fact, the Christmas Prince.
You're out, kids.
Let's
all work on our Bill Clinton impressions, by the way.
We have an email address. It is...
ThirdXaviors@gmail.com.
ThirdXaviors@gmail.com. You can also tweet us at ThirdXaviors. And
I check that Twitter.
We'll hang out. Mm-hmm. We'll take it easy.
Yeah. If you have anything you recommend us, we'll look.
We'll watch it.
Yeah.
More than likely. Yeah, what else we got doing?
Sure. Whatever.
Keep it real. Meow me's man effect of the time.
All right. Do it again. Take two.
I definitely wished that person keep it real, meow me.
Keep it real, meow me.
It's getting worse and worse.
Yarsqueen.
That's not it.
Yarsqueen, Mary.
I did not have sexual relations with that meow me.
I can't.
Batman.
That's Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton talks. He's a bit. Is this Bill Clinton?
Hey, y'all, it's Bill Clinton.
Hi, boom.
That's me, Bill Clinton.
Hi there, folks. It's Bill Clinton here.
I don't have your movie. This is the next episode.
Hey, it's Bill Clinton in the other room.
Keep it real, Miami.
Keep it real, Miamis.
Yarr, squeeze.
The laughs begin to subside rageful murmurs begin. Several boners have appeared, and no one knows how to respond to this new development. They're frightened of their own sexuality.
Oh no! Somebody write a Bible verse about this!
And that's why we have no foreskins.
The end. That's the story of Samson.